When the Sitka Assembly met last week, they heard a presentation from city staff on the state of each enterprise fund: electric, water, wastewater, solid waste, and harbors. Finance Director Melissa Haley presented a budget that included 2.5% increases to electric and wastewater rates, a 4% increase to water rates, a 4.5% bump for solid waste, and 5% for mortgage. Haley said that those rates were mostly set to keep up with inflation and to keep departments operating at the same level of service next year. Some of the bigger hikes, like mortgage, were planned to keep big projects on track.
What we don't want to do is put ourselves in a situation where we're going to see spiked rate increases. We feel that the slow and steady are going to be much easier for the community to absorb. And then, you know, again, we're reacting still to literally decades of not increasing rates, where the rates stayed flat even in times of high inflation.
Haley said they desperately needed updated master plans for most of the funds to get a better idea of the needs for each department, like replacing aging infrastructure. She said budgeting without a good picture of the whole system was like flying blind. Assemblymember Valerie Nelson said she was not in favor of any rate increases, noting that rates have increased each year over the last decade, and Sitkans were feeling the weight of those increases.
There are just a lot of people that can't afford to pay for a cup of coffee.
Member Tor Christensen said he didn't see any alternative to raising rates in order to keep up with inflation. Member Crystal Duncan said they should look to the community for possible solutions.
To me, it makes sense to increase rates consistently. None of us want to do it. So I'm open to hearing further discussion and feedback about what community members are recommending. If they want to keep the rates flat, how do we do that?
During public comment, one member of the public offered a suggestion. Richard Ween, who is a former Sitka Assembly member, said the city should develop a comprehensive waste management plan to save money.
I have said for years that we need to be waste independent here on Sitka, because it may, at some point, we may not be able to dump our trash in other states.
Finance Director Haley proposed one option in the budget that would avoid more steep rate increases for the Harbor Fund. The city has budgeted mortgage rate increases every year over the next decade, with the plan to kick off a major overhaul of Eliason Harbor in 2032. Haley proposed an alternative budget that would delay the replacement of Eliason Harbor and instead invest $5 million to extend the harbor's life by 10 years. That would give them time to pay down the city's other debts before tackling the harbor, which would put the city in a better place financially. Haley said city staff would need to explore the idea further.
I am not an engineer. I have no idea how much it would actually cost or if it would be feasible.
Enterprise funds are only a piece of the city's budget puzzle. The Assembly reviewed the general fund earlier this month, and the group will meet again on Thursday to discuss school funding with the Sitka School Board. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.